Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have another tasting of Batch 3 of 2023. Now, this is 2024, so just finishing up all my old ones. If you've been following my channel, I did an advent calendar of 24 beers for Christmas. That kind of screwed everything up. I guess it did and it didn't. I still got a whole bunch more beer reviews to come out done, so I am like way ahead of schedule. But the bad part was I had these home brews set up where I drink them every single month, and because I was doing all those other ones and I wanted to get like the holiday ones done and out, I would say it made me fall behind my own self doing of all these home brews. So that, like I said, this is the beginning of 2024. I want to brew at least 100 batches this year, or not more. 150 would be even better. So I want to get all these old ones out because I know I'm going to need the bottles. But anyway, let's get back to this one. So third tasting of batch 3 of 2023. This is Golden Promise Malt with Citra and Nelson Savant hops. Small batch, 2 pounds, 4 ounces of Golden Promise, 0.39 ounces of Citra at 30 minutes of the boil. Then Whirlpool Steep 0.25 of Citra and Nelson Savant for 10 minutes. Gravity, now here's where this one, again, this is my third batch of 2023. Don't know what happened to the first five. It didn't attenuate all the way. Final ABV is 3.24. It is what it is. It's bottled. Let's drink it. And now, I did have a little less wort in here, so it did drive the ABV up to 1060 or 1056. I don't know how much lower than a gallon, 1.25 gallons I had. Okay, hiss. Okay, smoke. Still some smoke there. Let's see if we can get ahead on this one. There we go. Big carbonation tablet was used. Okay, I guess it was good. Big carbonation tablet was used. If you're new to home brewing, I would say find the small pearls. Use those instead of the big ones. You'll be better off, but at least these three have been good. This was bottled on 8/23/23. So almost 5 months old. Off-white colored head. It almost looks like a little tan. Maybe a touch darker than what the color of the beer is coming through. Small and medium bubbles from that pour. The middle of this has a lot of medium bubbles. Finger of head. Color orange. It seems like this one, well, here. So I am doing the first five reviews today. So I'm calling this orange. Light burnt orange in color, which is kind of weird. So this is the Nelson Savant one. So you can tell the difference in that. And this is the Citra one. So it is darker. Could you say, I guess what I was getting at by showing you that, oxidation, a little bit of that. Because I wouldn't think maybe mixing the hops, the hop oils, the amount of hop oils in them could react. But as I just showed, the single malt, single hop one, Smash Beer, both of those aren't that color. So I would say oxidized a little. Good color, though. I would like that for like a higher New England IPA, or not New England, higher American IPA, maybe a double. That would be an okay color. Let's go ahead and smell. I guess the thing in this one, I almost got like a 7-Up, like lime, lemon in there. So the thing, like I said, I'm doing five, the first five batches today, reviewing them. And in the Nelson Savant, I said maybe Nelson Savant is a like a carrier, a secondary hop. It needs something else to be the primary hop in there. So this is kind of a good test. I'm not smelling the green, but it smells kind of like 7-Up. That lemon, that lime. I mean, obviously, there is some bitterness. There's some maltiness in there. But I can get that 7-Up smell. If 7-Up went to be a beer, that's kind of what it would smell like. Surprised I'm not getting more sweetness since it under attenuated, but it smells okay. Let's go ahead and taste. Bitterness. Like the first one, lots of bitterness. The bitterness kind of overpowers everything. Wow. And it seems like it's growing. Perceived bitterness 70, 75. For a 3.24 beer, that's not very well balanced. Smooth, easy drinking. It's coming. It's like it ramps up. It's almost like it's sugary, sweeter. And then once you swallow it, it starts over and it's like bitterness, and then it goes like this, right up. Say, if it could cut that off and just kind of keep that bitterness straight across, it would be just fine. I really don't get any citrus. I don't get lemon. I don't get lime. I don't get orange. I don't get fruit. Malty bitterness. Malty sweet bitterness. That's it. That's all I get out of that beer. If I had to say, I would say a little candied lemon right before that bitterness starts kicking up right there. But after that, your palate's wrecked.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.